A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. There was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there is in Jerusalem at the Sheep Gate a pool called in Hebrew Bethesda, with five porticos. In these lay a large number of ill, blind, lame, and crippled. One man was there who had been ill for 38 years. When Jesus saw him lying there and knew that he had been ill for a long time, he said to him, "Do you want to be well?" The sick man answered him, "Sir, I have no one to put me into the pool when the water is stirred up. While I am on my way, someone else gets down there before me." Jesus said to him, "Rise, take up your mat and walk." Immediately the man became well, took up his mat, and walked. Now that day was the Sabbath, so the Jews said to the man who was cured, "It is the Sabbath, and it is not lawful for you to carry your mat." He answered them, "The man who made me well told me, 'Take up your mat and walk.'" They asked him, "Who is the man who told you, 'Take it up and walk?'" The man who was healed did not know who it was, for Jesus had slipped away, since there was a crowd there. After this, Jesus found him in the temple area and said to him, "Look, you are well. Do not sin anymore, so that nothing worse may happen to you." The man went and told the Jews that Jesus was the one who had made him well. Therefore, the Jews began to persecute Jesus because he did this on the Sabbath. The Gospel of the Lord. It has been said that no matter how thin a pancake is, there are still two sides to the pancake. This thought came to me when I reflected on the miracle which John tells us about in today's reading. I do not find myself feeling compassion for the man at the pool. When I read about Bartimaeus and the lepers and those people whom Jesus healed, I'm quick to share Jesus' compassion for them. But I do not feel that compassion so readily for this man. When Jesus asked him if he wanted to be healed, he did not give Jesus a direct answer, but explains why, after 38 years of coming to the pool, he is still ill. When the waters stir, he can't get to the pool fast enough, and there seems to be no one to help him get there. I wonder if the man really wants to be healed. Had he become so resigned to being ill that he had lost hope? But then, why did he continue to come to the pool? And why didn't he answer Jesus' question? When he was reprimanded for carrying his mat on the Sabbath, he was quick to tell those who challenged him that it wasn't his idea, but the one who healed him told him to do so. When they asked who it was, he could not tell them. But when Jesus found him later in the temple and told him not to sin, he returns to those who asked him about the identity of the one who healed him, and he reports Jesus to them. He didn't seem to care if Jesus got in trouble. So that is one side of the story, or the pancake. But then there's the other side. Maybe the man didn't answer Jesus' question directly about wanting to be healed because it didn't seem to need an answer. He was at the pool with the blind and the lame and the ill, hoping for a cure. It seemed obvious that he wanted to be healed. Maybe he was so depressed with his condition and loss of hope to ever make it to the water that he just needed to tell someone who cared enough to speak to him. When he was questioned by the Jews for carrying his mat on the Sabbath, Is it a wonder that he was quick to assure them that it was not his idea to carry the mat? He had just regained the full use of his body. He could move and walk after 38 years of pain and limitation. He didn't need to be in trouble. He wanted to enjoy his life. And when Jesus sees him again in the temple and tells him not to sin anymore, maybe all he can focus on is the fact that now he can identify the man who healed him. I wonder if he even heard what Jesus said. Maybe he just wanted to clear his name. So he tells the Jews who it was that told him to carry the mat. And that is the other side of the story. There are many lessons to be learned from this gospel account. Perhaps one of them, for me anyway, is that I should look at myself and ask the same questions of myself that I asked about the man at the pool. Do I really want to be healed of my own spiritual illness, my own limitations? Do I want to be free of my attachments? Am I quick to make excuses rather than be honest when Jesus challenges me through the events in my life? And maybe another lesson is to remember that God is the judge and God doesn't need my help. Dear Jesus, you offered healing to the man at the side of the pool without his even asking you. You have offered me so many graces without my ever asking you for them. I thank you now for all you have given me. Help me to always be open to recognize your gifts and to receive them with joy and gratitude.